If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. And it's hot today, but then it's going to be cold again tomorrow, and there might be thunderstorms. And, on top of that, everybody's sick already. And, you know what? Jason Kenney, by the way, for me, this guy's having a rough year. First of all, he's all under fire because he makes way more than that co-host girl who didn't renew her contract.
Yeah, Kat Sadler. Yeah.
Now he's getting flack because did he get sick or did his girlfriend get sick?
His wife got sick.
She gets the flu, and so he goes and sleeps in the guest room.
Right, and then he posted on his Instagram that they were like FaceTiming from the next room.
Right.
Because she was so sick.
He got a quarantine.
And then everyone was like, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you with your wife? And blah, 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 bliggity blah.
Yeah. I guess some people are saying that, but some people are like, yeah, we do that too.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know that anyone wanted to lay around with a sick flu person when they were sick. Yeah. I thought you wanted to like leave.
Yeah. And like he has to like go to work and stuff. He doesn't want to get sick.
You avoid them when they're sick.
That's exactly right. You avoid your loved ones.
If it's something serious like the flu, like I would definitely sleep in the other room.
This is the worst flu season, by the way, they're saying in like 4 years.
Really?
It's going to be horrible. I know already. Well, last week I got sick. It wasn't the flu. It was something else. And I went home and my wife slept in the guest room. And then 3 days later, she got sick and I slept in the guest room because don't nobody want to sleep with no sick person?
I was going to say, she got sick, so it obviously didn't work.
Well,
I mean, you got her sick.
That is true. Thanks, Justin, for pointing. We walked around the rest. So what are you saying? That it doesn't matter because if you live in the same house, you're still going to get the other person sick?
I guess it's a good step to kind of stay away from the person when they're sick. Like, you don't want to sleep next to them when they're sick.
I think when my boyfriend and I have a cold or something like that, we always sleep in the same bed together. Like the only time I think I've slept in the other room is when he's like coughing and he's like so annoying. So
or
I can't
like
sleep.
Vomiting. That's another one.
Up? We've never gotten like thrown up sick in front of each other before.
Really?
Yeah.
That you remember because you were bleed blacked out.
I knew that was coming.
No, I'm a professional. I don't throw up.
I was like, I'm a professional. I can throw up and nobody knows it. I'm just going to go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back. 340-9595. When you are sick or when you're loved one, your spouse, your girlfriend, whatever, is sick, do you guys stay in the same bed or do you make an effort to separate? Hey, Sandy from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We're great, Sandy. So your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, when you guys get sick, do you guys stay in the same room or do you separate?
Oh, no. My husband. No, we sleep in separate rooms when we're sick.
Yeah.
Every time?
It's bad enough. I don't want to get sick when he's sick, and I definitely don't want him sick because he's the biggest baby in the world.
Yeah,
that's a whole other topic, that guys are such big babies when they're sick.
But it's worked. We've been married 27 years, so it ain't hurt anything.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes we should probably sleep in the separate rooms just when we're arguing.
Definitely.
No, not arguing. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I could be sometimes. Yeah. Don't go to bed mad, but I guess I have a couple times out of 27 years.
Probably a couple times.
Odds are.
Hey, Sandy.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. And stay healthy. 340-9595. This is, let me get to the phone here. This is Kristen. Kristen from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Kristen. What do you guys do?
Well, if he is sick, I will stay in our bed. But if I am ill, I will go sleep in the guest room because he's on an immune suppressant and something as simple as a cold could, land him in the hospital. So.
Oh, no, that's horrible. So you always so if he's sick, you'll just stay with him. But if you're sick, you have to separate because you don't want to get him sick.
Yes, I choose to. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty good. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Victoria Allen.
Hey, Victoria, what do you do when you're sick? Do you stay together or do you separate?
We stay together. We're married, so we're going to share everything anyway, so we just stay together.
So you might as well share the germs, too.
Might as well share the germs, yep.
What's mine is yours.
But you're still, because you're still living in the same house together, touching the same appliances and like laying on the same couch, so.
I guess it depends on what kind of sick it is. Like if you're up and down to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear that. My wife definitely doesn't want to hear that.
Oh, that's the worst kind of thing.
So you separate, you go someplace else. But,
yeah,
340-9595. What's the protocol at your place? If you're sick, do you guys separate or do you stay in the same bed?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.